Well, it's time for our Brilliance Franks interview, and it's the turn of Brett Hansen today. How are you, Brett?
Hi, Howard. I'm good, thank you. What about yourself? How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And it's nice to catch up with you again.
Yes, yes.
Well, each year, Spanish residents need to submit a form called Modelo 720, where they declare the assets they own outside of Spain. This is in addition to our income and wealth tax returns. The next deadline comes in around a month's time. So this week, Brett Hansen and I will look at what this form is for and whether you need to complete one this year. First of all, Brett, since some of our listeners will be new to Spain, can you briefly summarise what Form 720 is and when and why was it introduced?
Well, Howard, the Modelo 720 was first introduced at the beginning of 2013. And I remember it well because, well, its introduction was quite controversial. In fact, I remember its introduction so well, it's really hard to believe that this will be its 11th year in which tax residents of Spain will need to complete it. And the reason behind its introduction was that it was a key element in the Spanish tax authorities' efforts to prevent and uncover tax fraud. And it really was a game changer in terms of the information it collects and its use as a means to monitor taxpayers' overseas assets, as it necessitates tax residents of Spain to report to the Spanish tax authorities the assets they own, which are outside of Spain, if they are of a certain value. And there are three main reasons why the introduction of this declaration was controversial. First of all, when it was introduced, it really was sprung upon us with very little notice, and the information on what we had to report was rather limited. For example, there was quite some confusion as to whether pension funds needed to be included. And by the time many tax residents of Spain even got to hear about this new declaration, they had very little time to report their assets. I actually recall running a seminar in Denia on the Costa Blanca about this form, and it was so oversubscribed we actually had to run three seminars over the course of 2 or 3 weeks to be able to accommodate everyone. Another controversy about this declaration was the fact that the information which needed to be reported was quite detailed, and many people felt it was an infringement of their rights of privacy. Of course, since the introduction of this, there's been much greater reporting between banks and tax authorities, but back then, not so much. And then there were the fines and penalties imposed for failing to submit this form or under-declaring assets. They were extremely harsh, whereby in many cases, the penalties and fines for not declaring an asset amounted to almost as much as the value of the assets which needed to be reported. At the same time, there was no limit as to how many years the Spanish tax authorities could investigate and impose penalties, and so they were able to use this form as a means to circumvent Spain's statute of limitations. In fact, its implementation did lead to, I would say, three distinct stances being taken by expatriates in Spain. And Howard, I'm referring to expatriates because whilst the Spanish tax authorities were keen to catch wealthy Spanish nationals who were not declaring their assets, which were outside of Spain, on the whole, most Spanish nationals have most or all of their wealth in Spain, whereas it tends to be expatriates of Spain who retain bank accounts, investments and property in their originating country. And so, those three stances were that some expats who had been living here for a number of years and hadn't previously declared their assets, which were outside of Spain, to the Spanish tax authorities, chose to leave, concerned that if they suddenly declared their assets, then the Spanish tax authorities would apply the fines and penalties and seek the back taxes. And if they didn't declare them and got found out, would be hit with incredibly severe fines and penalties. Some expats continued as is and didn't complete the form, claiming that it was illegal and wouldn't last. But of course, it's still here, and so some of these have left, and whilst others were found out, especially when many banks started automatically exchanging this information with the Spanish tax authorities. And then there were those expats who frantically got the relevant information together in time, made the declaration of their assets, and continued to live here.
Well, let's go through the basic rules now. Since this applies to tax residents, what makes you a tax resident of Spain?
Well, a tax resident of Spain is someone who meets one of the following three rules. Firstly, that they spend more than 183 days in a calendar year in Spain. Now, these days don't have to be consecutive, and this rule applies whether someone has taken out formal residency or registered for tax purposes in Spain. The second rule is that their centre of economic interest is in Spain. This is where someone's economic or professional activities are in Spain, or if most of their assets are located here. And then the third rule is where their centre of vital interest is in Spain, i.e. if someone's spouse lives here and they're not legally separated, or if they have dependent minor children who are living here. In these cases, someone is presumed to be a Spanish resident, even though they may be spending less than 183 days per year in Spain.
Do all residents have to complete a Modelo 720, even if they don't have many or any assets outside Spain?
No, Howard. For the Modelo 720, you only need to complete this declaration by the 31st of March if you have assets which are located outside of Spain and if all of the assets in a particular category amounts to over 50,000 euros. The categories being, one, accounts held with financial institutions such as banks. Category two is investments, which include shares, securities, life assurance policies and annuities. And category three is property. And so if you have assets in any of these categories which are outside of Spain and which amount to more than 50,000 euros, then you'll need to complete this declaration before the end of March of this year. I should add that this includes assets held in companies, trusts or fiduciary. And you're obliged to report these assets if you are the owner or a settlor of a trust or an effective beneficiary from a trust, or even an authorised signatory, or you have the authority to dispose of the asset or assets. So if your non-Spanish assets in each of the three categories I previously mentioned amount to less than 50,000 euros, you don't need to complete this form. But Howard, it's important that our listeners do not get this form confused with wealth tax, in that whilst they are calculated in a similar fashion, the Modelo 720 is purely a reporting of assets for those assets outside of Spain and doesn't give rise to tax in itself. Whereas wealth tax, if applicable in the region of Spain that you live in, is on worldwide assets, which does include assets in Spain as well as assets outside of Spain. And the tax return for wealth tax is completely separate to the Modelo 720 declaration.
So how are assets in this case valued? What happens if they're in sterling or another non-EU currency?
Assets are valued as at the 31st of December of each year, though for bank accounts, Howard, it's the higher of either the value as at the 31st of December or the average balance over the last 3 months of the year. So for anyone completing the form this March, they will need to look at the value of their assets as at the 31st of December of last year, and for bank accounts, the average balance over the last 3 months of last year, as well as the value of those accounts as at the 31st of December 2022. It is also important for listeners to bear in mind that where investments are held in a different currency to euros, then this needs to be converted using the official exchange rate. And of course, in these situations, exchange rates need to be taken into account because it's possible that an asset may have increased by more than 20,000 euros due to currency movements, not necessarily because the asset has gone up in value in its original currency.
The deadline for submitting your Modelo 720 is the 31st of March each year, so in around a month's time. If someone completed one last year, do they need to do it again this year?
Well, if you completed one last year, then you only need to submit a report again this year if any of the categories of assets you have grown by 20,000 euros or more, or if you have sold an asset, closed an account, or obtained new assets outside of Spain since completing your last Modelo 720.
Modelo 720 was controversial right from the start, particularly because of the penalties for late or incomplete filing were so high. So much so that Spain was taken to the European Court of Justice and lost the case. So can you summarise what happened and what has changed since the ECJ ruling?
So as I mentioned before, to encourage everyone to meet this obligation, the fines and penalties imposed for failing to submit this form or under-declare assets were extremely harsh. On top of these fines and penalties, there was also no limit as to how many years the tax authorities could investigate and impose penalties and back taxes. Some years ago, Howard, I actually did a calculation on what would be the potential tax fine and penalties if someone owned, say, a property in the UK worth the equivalent of around €200,000, had failed to put it on the Modelo 720, and the Spanish tax authorities found out about it. And it amounted to around about €170,000 in fines, penalties and back taxes. But after receiving several complaints, the European Commission reviewed the legality of the Modelo 720 regime, and in 2015, I think it was, they opened an infringement procedure against Spain, which resulted in the European Court of Justice in January of last year ruling that the penalty regime established for the Modelo 720 was disproportionate and infringed the EU principle of the free movement of capital. They also stated that the non-application of the statute of limitations to the tax obligations also infringed these principles. And as a result, Spain amended the penalty regime, making it much more proportionate and limited it to 4 years. So Howard, the Modelo 720 is now subject to the general penalty regime established in the Spanish general law, meaning that the fines and penalties for failure to file a Modelo 720 or filing it incomplete or inaccurately are substantially reduced. The fixed fine is now €20 for each piece or set of information that should have been included in the individual's declaration, whereas previously it was €5,000. The minimum penalty is €300. Before, this was €10,000. And there is now a maximum of €20,000, whereas previously there was no maximum. Even better, these penalties and the minimum maximum limits will be reduced by a further 50% if the Modelo 720 is filed after the deadline, but before it's picked up by the Spanish tax authorities and they have notified you of this. Though I must stress that these penalties will be doubled if the undeclared assets are located outside of the European Union, which therefore means if the assets are in the UK. But it's really important to note how that only the penalty regime has changed. Residents of Spain still need to complete and submit the Modelo 720 each year if they meet the criteria we've discussed today.
Do you think the Spanish tax authorities go through everyone's form? And what do they do with the info?
I have to say, I have no idea if they go through everyone's form, but this declaration does need to be completed online. And with everything becoming more and more computerized, it wouldn't be difficult for computer systems to pick up on anomalies. I am aware of individuals who have declared their assets on the Modelo 720, and the tax authorities went back to them asking for the tax that they were paid on the interest earned on the counts that they were declaring, and providing them the proof of the interest they had earned, because the Spanish tax authorities had obtained this information directly from the overseas banks. I'm also aware of the Spanish tax authorities contacting tax residents of Spain, asking why they hadn't declared certain UK bank accounts on their declarations, again, because they had been notified by these banks that these individuals had the accounts with them.
Do you have any other advice for our listeners about the implications of Modelo 720?
Well, only that in addition to everything we've discussed today, if you hold many different investments and offshore assets, then completing this online declaration will be particularly time-consuming and arduous. And I think the key thing here, Howard, is that, as our regular listeners will be aware of, how you hold your assets makes a difference as to how much tax you pay in Spain. And so, with professional advice from ourselves, you may be able to use compliant arrangements to lower your tax liabilities on your investments. But at the same time, because these solutions are compliant for Spain, they also don't need to be put on the Modelo 720, even though the money or investments are outside of Spain, enabling you to consolidate your investments, improve your tax position, and invariably ensure that your affairs will be simpler during your lifetime and for your loved ones on your demise.
Well, for the listeners on Talk Radio Europe, Brett, I understand you've got some seminars on the Costa Blanca this week. What will you be talking about, and what other Spain seminars are coming up?
Yes, Howard. Having completed a number of seminars across Spain last autumn, we've realised that there is a real demand for these. And so we are now running seminars again, and these will cover tax, inheritance planning, investments and pensions, where I believe we will be providing clarity to a number of questions many British expatriates are seeking answers to. I'm taking part in seminars in both Denia and Benidorm, which are both on the Costa Blanca, and they are taking place on the 28th of February and the 2nd of March. In southern Spain, there will be seminars in Sotogrande, Marbella and Fuengirola on the 7th, 8th and 9th of March. And this will be followed by seminars in Almeria on the 14th and 21st of March, then Alicante on the 22nd. We're also going to be holding seminars in Mallorca and Tenerife at the end of April and early May. But you can find full details of our seminars on our website, blevinsfranks.com, where you can also book your place online.
Many thanks, Brett. It's always a pleasure. We'll talk again in about a month's time.
Thanks, Howard. Nice talking to you. Take care now.